Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 30th, 2019. It's the final day of April, and it's raining, so climate change, huh? Right, or am I right? April showers mean May flowers. Or is it March flowers? Oh, anyway. It's always a tough stretch for me personally. I got a mother-in-law birthday, just got through that. Wife birthday coming up, Mother's Day the weekend after that. So many candles, so many picture frames. I don't know what to tell you. I'd be fine if it were just me, but I've got an 11-year-old son who's at that age where he still needs me to at least manage all that stuff. One more year, right? That's what they should be working on in Springfield this spring session, right? They got to be a law on the books in Springfield. So once you're 12, you coordinate and execute all birthday, Mother's Day's gift on your own, right? Perfect. You can stay in the house alone. You can get your own picture frame alone. All right, here headlines today. We're getting close to a bill that would legalize marijuana. There's some pushback that the revenue generated should go to black and brown communities most hurt by drug use and drug policy, which I totally hope happens. But come on, let's be real. If the powers that be are going to legalize weed, they're taking that cash and using it for pensions and, I don't know, merengue boat parties. It's something somewhere in there. Anyway, I could see some legislation this week. Then this state's going to be one big Cypress Hill concert all the time. Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot's holding a two-day summit on violence prevention for the summer. You gotta like that. She's not in office yet, and she's doing two-a-days. She's like the Jim Boylan of Chicago lawmakers. Again! Nothing to see in the southwest suburbs today. Homewood Flossburg, just a boring Tuesday. Oh, wait, what are these photos that are posted of students in blackface? And now all the students walked out of school. Have these kids not watched enough Megyn Kelly? What are you doing? At this point, it can't even be the excuse, I didn't know. It's just straight up racism, right? At this point, it's like flamboyant, I don't care if you care racism. So if I were Homewood Flossmore, I would slap those wrists. Slap them! Here's a story that I haven't clicked through on, and for some reason refused to click through on, even though all the news sites think this is the only thing I want to read about. I guess a dude from the Chicago area is winning on Jeopardy. And yesterday, he almost lost. But he ended up winning, and now he gets to play again. Did I nail it? I think I nailed it, right? How about this one from Block Club? Suspicious object leads police to shut down State Street, but it was just a can of Chef Boyardee on wheels. Way to give it all away in the headline, right? Just give it all away. Apparently, police had to clear State Street due to a suspicious object, only to learn it was a DePaul University art project. It was a can of Chef Boyardee attached to skate wheels. Yeah, right. That's the kind of stuff that you expect from Columbia College. But DePaul, I don't know, man. At least that person can say now, that kid can be like, look what I did with my art. I shut down a street. Not all of us can do that with our art, right? Usually it'll be like, oh, that's nice, or ooh, that's controversial. But instead, this guy got to shut it down, shut down a whole street. Usually you only shut it down if it's like the Thanksgiving parade. So, good for you, kid. In weather, stop with this rain, man. Total joke. You're embarrassing me, Chicago. My brother just moved to town from California, and this is what he gets? Spring snowstorms and a week of nonstop rain? You should put that on your tourism video, Illinois. Illinois, it rains all the time. White Sox canceled tonight. Speaking of White Sox in sports, three in a row. Yesterday, I complained about the Sox base running gaffes, and yes, those were dumb. But I need to be balanced here. Ronaldo Lopez, he struck out 14 guys on Sunday. And the relievers made it 20 Ks in one game, which is really like only five other pitching staffs have done that. But of course, you know, we'll keep showing that Kerry Wood game over and over and over. But this one, I can't even get a nod on day two. But that's White Sox for you. The Sox got the game in last night. They don't get it in tonight. They did win their third straight, although there was another little league play in that game where there was a ground ball to Yoan Moncada at third. He threw it into right field, missed the guy at second. The second baseman was backing up the play. He decided the best course of action is to try to huss it over to first. Way wide. The catcher's not backing up Abreu. The ball's bouncing around. Abreu gets the ball. He huzzes it down the second, almost throws it in the left field. Luckily, they stopped. I was like, what is happening? They got out of the inning. There was no damage, mostly because of the pitcher, Banuelos, who's pitching great. But boy, oh boy. Again, that's like Wonder Lake Pirates style. That's like exactly as a coach, as a three-time champion in softball. Slow your roll. Like, that's the first thing I'm doing. Don't throw it. Hold the ball. Give him the base. I don't know. Ricky Renteria must not be an infield guy. Maybe he's... I don't know what he is. Maybe he's a... Well, no, he's not a bullpen guy. He's not really a hitting... He's a Tim Anderson guy. That's about it. All right. Well, anyway, they're two games under 500. If they get the win, I guess it's ruined now because tomorrow's May 1st. So if they're two games under 500, I was hoping they get one tonight so they could be one game under 500 going into May, which would be awesome. But I guess we'll take two games under. That's pretty good, too. Cubs are in Seattle tonight for the late game. Seattle started hot, so the Cubs' tough schedule continues. Seriously, to go on the road to Arizona, then Seattle, then come back home for the Cardinals. Tough draw. Hopefully that means a steady diet of the Reds and, I don't know, the Royals later in the season. Just a ton of games randomly with the Royals would be awesome. You watching the NBA playoffs? Kind of getting good. Jimmy Butler last night, the star for the 76ers, scored 30 and stole one in Toronto. And literally the two teams I hate watching, yet somehow they're the only teams ever playing when I want to watch, are playing each other in the semifinals. The Denver Nuggets and the Portland Trailblazers. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, ooh, NBA. Oh, no! Who's conspiring against me? Denver won in a blowout. And tonight, how about tonight? Bucks, Celtics, and Golden State, Houston. That Houston Golden State game is going to be bonkers. It's opposite the Cubs Mariners, so gonna have to get a nap in this afternoon. What else? Bears picked up a bunch of undrafted rookies, namely a tight end from Utah State named Dax, and another guy, a guard from Baylor named Blake Blackmar. Well, that's a good name for a guard, Blackmar. Let me try it out. Let me see how it works. There's a first down, Bears. Uh-oh, there's a penalty flag on the field. It looks like it's going to be holding on Blake Blackmar. Oh, yeah, you can see right there. That is not the technique that you want. Right there, he hooked him, took him to the ground. Great call by the refs. Yeah, I think it works out. He could be a professional. All right, that's it for Lower Wacker Live today. Hey, Extension 720 tonight, a special one because the Sox are rained out. We're doing a show, so listen in at 720 WGN starting at 7 o'clock. It's going to rain all week, so if you're looking for a little sunshine, subscribe to this podcast. I'm like a single ray of sunshine that peeks under the door, but then you open the door and bam, I'm behind clouds. Just the way it works. Beats by Wes Restless. See you tomorrow.